Part 3. Physical movement, breathing, and meditation practices. Here are 5 practices that combine physical movement, breathing, and meditation. Yoga, Feldenkrais, Tai Chi, Qigong, and Taekwondo. What makes these practices so effective? Here are 4 reasons. First, they train us to notice muscle tension. For example, in yoga, sequences are designed to create a rhythm between tension and relaxation, increasing your awareness of where tension is held in your body. By recognizing this tension, you can learn to consciously relax these areas, both on the mat and in everyday life. Another reason is that they train us to notice and change our breath. Reconnecting with our breath is a powerful anchor for calming the mind and body. People with CPTSD often experience shallow or rapid breathing, triggering physical symptoms such as chest tightness and an increased heart rate. By consciously slowing down your breath, you can activate the parasympathetic nervous system associated with relaxation. Something else that makes these practices effective is that they highlight the impermanent nature of discomfort. If a particular pose is uncomfortable, you'll get used to staying with that discomfort until the pose is over, and you'll notice how those feelings eventually subside. This awareness of the impermanence of discomfort is a powerful tool in emotional regulation. In the same way that the discomfort of a challenging yoga pose eventually passes, so too do intense emotional experiences. By repeatedly experiencing and accepting temporary discomfort, you learn that emotions and physical sensations are not permanent. Another key benefit is that they help us notice connections between emotions and our body. The chest, hips, shoulders, and throat are thought to be the primary places where emotional tension resides in our bodies. Once you become aware of where you hold emotional tension, you can focus on movements and postures that target that area and release those feelings. A study by Van der Kolk and colleagues found that 20 weeks of yoga practice increased activation in the insula, another brain area impacted by CPTSD. The insula plays a crucial role in processing bodily sensations, emotions, and integrating sensory information. In CPTSD, the insula can become dysregulated, often resulting in heightened sensitivity to bodily sensations, particularly those tied to stress, trauma, and anxiety. Yoga and mindfulness practices have been shown to help regulate the insula's activity. These practices help you become more attuned to your bodily sensations without being overwhelmed by them. This regulated attention and increased bodily awareness allows you to develop better emotional regulation and a healthier relationship with your physical sensations. By the way, if you'd rather not be touched, let the instructor know before you start the class, as it's common for yoga teachers to physically adjust parts of your body during poses if they feel they can be optimized. It's important to find a slow-paced beginner's class. You could contact the teacher and ask for their advice on whether the class would be appropriate for a beginner wanting to take things slowly. Alternatively, you could try it in the comfort of your own home using YouTube videos. Check out our ebook for some recommendations for each type of physical movement, breathing, and meditation practice.